You've got attuned to KEXP. It's listener-powered radio, 90.3 FM in Seattle, online around the world at kexp.org. And so excited to have Braids live in studio today. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
There you're not. Kick it off. Take it away.
Okay.
The sun's grass is my home's softness. Now I'm not Sometimes I wanna tie my neck up, let my limbs dangle down. My heart is open, I am broken, and it feels so right this time. Die, oh. Thank you.
It's Braids live on KEXP. So beautiful. And songs from the equally lovely new album, Flourish Parish. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. And I walked up right before the session on a group hug with the band and your sound man and maybe a little superstition or luck. But clearly you're all very fond of one another. How long have you known each other?
It goes back to, Austin and I have known each other since we were 12. We played in junior high band together. Taylor and Austin and I have known each other since high school, and we met John about 2 years ago, and he's become the new big brother.
What did your junior high school band sound like compared
like
to Braids?
Kind of like Braids.
No, we're just ripping it off, actually.
That's a very mature sound for a bunch of junior high schoolers.
It was pretty crazy playing it on the clarinet.
I understand you all live in Montreal now, but you're originally from Calgary, and I say that like I know Calgary, but I have a love, and might verge on an obsession of Canada, even though I've only been to Montreal and parts of British Columbia. But what precipitated the move, and what was it like growing up? I know Montreal has quite a big music scene.
I think that was the main reason for me. I know the boys were accepted to McGill, and went there and did studies. Taylor did philosophy and Austin did jazz studies.
I actually found it was like kind of surprising because when you go, like when you hear about Montreal, like living in other parts of Canada, it's, you know, you're hearing about Wolf Parade and the Arcade Fire and all these amazing bands that were like, and like Islands and all these bands that were coming out of there like at that time. And then when we went there, we discovered a very different scene of music. We discovered like a bunch of really close-knit friends making music in lofts. And it was, and it was this really flourishing, beautiful scene that was happening at the time. And Raph just became best friends with the two guys that were running this really influential loft space called Lab Synthèse. And they like took us under their wing, and we were rehearsing there and recording there and just having a bunch of fun. And then that whole scene is now transformed into Arbutus Records, which is our American record label. And it's like we discovered something that we weren't really expecting, you know?
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was school, and then it just became for music, and the boys dropped out.
Well, now when you say Montreal, Braids is one of the bands people think of. Do you feel a responsibility to bring some of those bands up along with you?
Yeah, I think for me right now, I haven't really been there. None of us have really been there enough to see where the scene is. And that's something that I'd really like to do come the spring and just go to loft shows again and go to Casa del Popolo and see what's going on. For sure.
Yeah, it's interesting, just like this whole new group of musicians like Magical Clouds and like Grimes and Doldrums and Sean Nicholas Savage and Mac DeMarco, like
Cadence
all of
Weapon.
Us, we're all just touring all the time, so we never see each other.
But we all rep each other, you know, like right now. So we're all helping each other and singing on each other's records and stuff like that. But definitely want to see what's going on in the new younger scene, for sure.
It definitely seems like a very inspiring place to live, musically and otherwise. It's a beautiful city.
It's really inexpensive rent and a lot of culture. So it gives you a lot of time to work on your art and concentrate on it.
I wouldn't have expected there'd be inexpensive rent there.
Oh my God, it's so cheap.
It's
my bedroom's $250.
Goodness gracious.
But I am in the laundry room.
You probably don't want to talk about that too much anymore. Everyone's going to flock.
Yeah, it's
to
okay.
Montreal now.
How about sleep in a laundry room with me?
There
$250
you go.
Bucks.
Braids are playing the Sunset Tavern in Seattle tonight. And I know then you have a show up in Canada in a couple days. And what's ahead for you?
Lots.
We are not going to sleep for the next 48 hours. We're going to Halifax, taking an overnight flight. Oh, no, at 5 a.m. Finish the show. Lots of touring, going back to Europe, continuing doing America.
Is that fun for you? You excited about that?
About the overnight flight?
No, I was thinking of lots of touring. I don't know. Do you miss your laundry room when you're
I
away?
Do, actually. I have a really cute loft bed. It's like a little cocoon. But yeah, I think it's really nice to be bringing these songs to life because they were recorded in a studio. And now we're injecting some life into them and some attitude. And that feels really good to see them in a new light. So I'm excited to see them through and see what they develop into.
Well, come on out to the Sunset to see them bring those songs to life tonight. And do you have a couple more songs?
Yeah,
we do.
The new album.
How much more time do we have?
What do we got? About 10 minutes?
Okay.
10 or so, give or take?
Or so? I don't know. I had a crazy, like, gurgle. It was like a demon was in my microphone. It was like, brrr. So are you hearing it out there? Great. I'll just keep riding on the demon in my in ears. Okay. So are we doing two songs?
Yeah.
Two songs? Okay.
To have to.
Braid's new album called Flourish Perish. Tonight they play at the Sunset here in Seattle. Thank you so much. That sounded fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.